Nolte, disgrace CNN's latest flop, no one watched King Charles. By John Nolte on December 1, 2023. Far-left CNN launched King Charles Wednesday night and attracted a pathetic 501,000 total viewers. Hetmal launched the actual King Charles, you know, the former Prince of Wales, out of a giant slingshot and into a pile of his global warming lies, that might have attracted more viewers. This wasn't that. No. King Charles is a weekly show hosted by last place CBS Mornings anchor Gayle King and former NBA superstar Charles Barkley that no one asked for. Something that could only look promising to bubbled cable news executives so out of touch with public sentiment they still believe CNN can be saved. For context, during that same 10 p.m. hour, MSNBC's Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell attracted 1.57 million viewers. Over at Fox News, the king of late night, Greg Gutfeld, averages about 2 million nightly viewers. His final numbers are not in, but I'll venture out on a limb and predict there's little chance a last-place anchor from CBS and an aging athlete whose glory days reach into the previous century dented the Gutfeld audience. Update: Gutfeld earned 1.973 million viewers. If we were dealing with a normal cable channel, you could argue King Charles might require some time to build an audience. Well, that's going to be a little difficult, seeing that King Charles is a weekly, rather than a nightly show. Well, maybe I'm being unfair. After all, CNN is on nightly and daily, and no one watches that. How would you like to be Gayle King and Charles Barkley right now, knowing this guy tripled their audience? It gets worse, if you're Gayle and Charles. If you're a normal person, it doesn't get any better. King Charles flopped in the ratings, ranking the show as one of the lowest-rated CNN primetime show premieres in at least a decade. What? Being the biggest flop on CNN is like being the shortest midget in the circus, the fattest fat guy in Weight Watchers, the dumbest kid in Special Class, or Jake Tapper's worst novel. Imagine your debut flopping harder than Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins's debut. But at least Collins has now found her audience. Oh, wait, she hasn't. See number 40 with 532,000 average viewers lol. CNN is done, doomed, over and out. Look at this. With only two other cable news outlets for competition, CNN's top-rated show came in number 32. MSNBC and Fox News filled in 31 slots before CNN could wedge one in. Funnier still, that show, something called Erin Burnett Out Front, attracted an average of only 741,000 viewers throughout all of November. You read that correctly, CNN's numero uno show cannot even attract 750,000 viewers. Get a load of this. The lowest rated show on all of Fox News, that doesn't air before 6 a.m., attracts more viewers, 801,000, than CNN's top rated show, 741,000. Saturday morning's edition of Fox and Friends attracted more viewers, 1.075 million. Which brings me to this question. What were Gayle King and Charles Barkley thinking? It's like they bought a ticket to board the Titanic as the Titanic was sinking. I'll admit I don't possess the wannabe Aunt Jean, but who wants to be on TV so badly they board the USS Knoll? Gayle King is already on something like 15 hours a week over at CBS. Of course, no one watches her over there either, so what's the difference? Anyway, I think all decent and normal people can agree that America is a better place when bad things happen to CNN. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.